So here we are in the middle of historic Second Ward, and it doesn't look particularly historic. We're in the middle of a parking lot, and that's what a lot of the old Brooklyn neighborhood became. Brooklyn was a city within a city, came into being around 1900, which is when the ugliness of Jim Crow, the separate water fountains, the separate waiting rooms at the train station, sitting in the back of the bus, all of that came into existence around 1900. And in Charlotte and every other southern city, African Americans said, all right, we're going to take lemons and we're going to make lemonade. And they built cities within cities. And the name Brooklyn was chosen because Brooklyn had just become a city within New York City, a borough. It was a new thing. But as we look around here, the first building in front of us is the old H.L. McCrory YMCA, the African-American YMCA. It eventually moved out to the suburbs when the neighborhood was demolished. But that building, state-of-the-art, very clean, modern design from right after World War II. If you look a little bit to the left behind the trees there near the Bartlett Pears, you can see the back of the Mecklenburg Investment Company building, and that's the three-story building that was built by black doctors, lawyers, insurance agencies, and there was a fraternal lodge hall on the third floor, drugstore and such on the first floor, and then offices for professionals on the second floor. That was built in the 1920s by a black architect named W.W. Smith. Next to it, you can see the multi-plane roof, the fancy church roof of Grace AME Zion Church, African and Methodist Episcopal Zion. Religion was very big in Charlotte, and that church dates from right after 1900. It's one of the oldest buildings in the Center City still standing. Other things that were on this block, right behind us we see the NASCAR Hall of Fame, but between us and the NASCAR Hall, if you were here 50 years ago, you wouldn't see the NASCAR Hall. You would have seen the AME Zion Publishing House, which was African-American run, everybody from the printers to the managers, and it produced all of the materials for that denomination around the world. And if we look down this way, you now see First Baptist Church, Charlotte, but 50 years ago, that building wouldn't be there. Instead, there would be an African-American neighborhood, and the main church a couple of blocks away would have been the United House of Prayer for All People, the mother house for North Carolina, for that denomination that has such strong roots in Charlotte.